Vayihi b'shalach para yisra'ov, the Medrash says, Vayihi is lashon tsar. And the Medrash says, ma'azam achloikis, if it's the tsar for Paroi or the tsar for Moshe Rabbeinu. So another chat, what's the tsar, lashon tsar? The tsar is because it was b'shalach para yisra'ov, they didn't think that Paroi sent them out, they didn't realize, so it gefelt abisul, the Vayaminu b'shem adayin, that they thought Paroi is the one that sent them out. In Tfasemesh state, under Knech, we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lel Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were be'emes in the Memtah Shari Kuma, and Yitzias Mitzrayim was totally his Eiris Milamala. Only afterwards, when they went through the 49 days, did they kinda the Madregas by themselves. So the violent, it was by Yehi B'Lash and Tsar. Because if it was not like that, had Yitzias Mitzrayim already been on the Shpitz Madrega, then it wouldn't have had to go through the Redifa of Pari. The Redifa of Pari to the Yam is because Taka, B'Lash and Tsar, that it wasn't in Gansen, showing yet the Yitzhak. And that's the Emeth of Pshat. Pen Yinochem Ha'om B'Roisem Ulchoma V'Shovu Mitzrayim. What's the title V'Shovu Mitzrayim? Because like we're saying, the Yitzhak on Leil Yitzhak Mitzrayim was B'Chipozim. B'Chipozim is the Pshat. B'Chipozim is the Pshat that it had to be done B'Chipozim. Because the Yidden were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, if they wouldn't have been taken out right then, they would have fell into the Nun Shara Tumah, and from the Nun Shara Tumah there's no Yitzhak. What's the Pshat? Either was the Haftocha that the Abish is going to take out Bnei Yisrael, or the Abish there was Maftiach to take out Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. If they fell into the Nun Shara Tumah, it's an Ishdo, it's Ois. It's Azoyi Esav and Yishmael is not considered Bnei Avram V'Yitzchak. If they would have fallen into the Nun Shara Tumah, also, it's a Haftor, they're not Shaykh. So b'chipozim they were taken out, but mitzad the Eibishter, not mitzad dir madrega. When you do something b'chipozim, and we spoke about this last week, that b'emes when you start something, you right away, the beginning has to be right away b'chipozim. Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipozim, we spoke from Rav Tzadik. Pesach Doyers afterwards you do b'mesinus. Oh, but they needed that b'chipozim. But then the Eibishter said, now that you're going out, pen yinochi ma'om b'shovu mitzroima. I would even say, what's b'shovu mitzroima? We know it says v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. There's many pshatim. One of the pshatim is that it says there was 50 madregas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a lashon of chamishim. Chamushim is chamishim. There was 50 Yitzias Mitzrayim. It mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim 50 times in the Torah. There was 50 madregas of Yitzias. Pen yinochem ma'on v'shavu Mitzrayim. Not after on a gashmi sense they're going to go back. They're going to turn around and go back to Mitzrayim. Oh, but they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. They say we have to go through a long way over here, and until we go through, that we're going to get to the Madrega of Har Sinai. If not, Pen Yinochem Ma'om B'Shova Mitzrayim. It's going to work its way backwards. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, it still requires the big Avoida of the 49 days. The Chassam Sofer has a shtel. What was the inyan that the Eibishter had to make the Kriyas Yamsuf? Why didn't he make the Yidden fight back? Shtei doch v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, which kipshuta means they mizuyonim, they came with weapons. We spoke at another shana, but a kipshuta, it means with klei zayin. So why weren't they loichim? So Ken's light of shadows because Hashem didn't want it to be a matzav of koichi v'aitzim yodin. He wanted lehedge to be in a tzura of an atem tachrishin. Hashem yilach yilachem v'atem tachrishin. Over the Chasam Sofer says of shad that this v'ayrit ha'kizach is still hakaras afaytim Mitzrayim. We know that Mitzri v'adoimi is only the first two generations, and this it says also like Sasaiv Mitzri Kigera Yisi Ba'artsai. Tabamish Biloichim Azai Vagne. The Ben Ezra says a different connection. The Yidden came out of Mitzrayim as Avodim. They were in the mentality of Avodim. They can't fight back. And he says, that's why the Eibishter Avadim was because of the Chet Meraglim. But the Eibishter was Mesayiv and Vesimus that the door of Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Because to go Biloichim connected the Laman Aleph Malchi Kanan requires a gvisa his gabras and a gvura, which a door that were avodim is not holding thereby. And it was mesubiv azoy that it was an under a door. In another place, the Ben Ezra earlier in Shemois, he says that's also why Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesubiv that Moshe Rabbeinu was taking his gadol and base parry. He wasn't his gadol toich the avis, because those that were in his gadol toich the avis can't have that koyach of lechima. Vayasei velekim esa'om, the Medrash says, Allah Shanei Mikan, Omer Rabbi Seinu, Afilu Odin Shev Yisrael, Lo Yechol Atshi Yasei. The din of Haseiva. It's a Gansu Sugi Haseiva. It's from under its side. Oh, but the Medrash darshed it from this Pasuk, that there's a din Haseiva, a Pasuk, it's an Indian of, to show Derech Heres. Oh, but he says, the Indian is, The Gemara, the Yomer is going to get out as a din. Yeah, so we said, Vachamushim all of the Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. It's Chamishim. There was Chamishim Geulus. Rameir Shapiro, Milablin, he brings a Zohar. The Zohar says that from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam until Matan Torah, there was Chamishim Yoivus. And that's what it means, Chamushim. Chamushim is Chamishim 50 Yoivus from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam until Matan Torah. Frekt Rameir Shapiro Kasha, the Cheshbin is Nishna Zohar, Matan Torah was in the year 2448 or 2451. 50 Yoivus is 2500. So he makes the cheshbon. We know there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Tanna Kamma. If Yoivo is every 50 years or only every 49 years, because there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda holds that the Shnas HaYoivo, the year 50, is also year number one of the next cycle. If it's the number one of the year in the next cycle, so by definition, Yoivo is every 49 years, the cycles. I was saying it's the dictate Rav that Taka 50 Yoivos is mamish the year of Matan Torah. And he wants to say with more than that, there's a pshat. There's a medrash that says, Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois, Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Kisor Lirois. The medrash says, Sor is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant by the snare, the medrash darshan, because Hashem is taking them out after 210 years, and the medrash says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu thought it's only supposed to be after 260 years. Sor, Samach Reish is 260. Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that they should be taken out after 260 years. Why? What's that? It's 260 years. Challenge because Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Matan Torah, which is going to be the year when they leave Yetzias Mitzrayim, has to be after 50 Yoivos. So who says that it's going like Shittas Rav Yehuda? Like the Tanna Kamma, there's another 51 years that I have to still go. That's, instead of 210, it should be 260. He says also another medrash, the Rabbi Shapiro, that it says, there's a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevakesh from the Eberster that when he was being nifter at the end of the Midbar, to be alive another 2 years to go into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the cheshbon of 2 years? Because we know Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, it's be'etzim, in small, keneged, from the Bria Sa'olam, the entire world is 6,000 years. 6,000 years is 120 yoivos, if you go with 50, for each yoivos. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for another 2 years, because maybe we'll go like Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, then there's 122 yoivos, in 122 yoivos, in the Sheish Salaf Mishonah. And that's when he felt that he should live another 2 years. It all has to do with the Chamush. It says, "V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim," and the next pasuk is, "Vayikach Moshe atzmos Yosef imoy." So, Rav Barel said that the pshat is, "What was the v'chamushim? What was the Kli Zayin? What saved Klal Yisrael? The Aron Yishal Yosef." You know, you think Kli Zayin means tanks and planes, whatever it means. No, what it says, "Ma ro hayam Aron Yishal Yosef." The Yam so Aron Yishal Yosef. That's the hemshik. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. What was the chamushim? The atzmos Yosef. He still soon, there's a famous meister, Reb Chaim used to say over, that the maskilim once wanted to make a play, and they wanted to portray how according to them, if they felt it was ridiculous, the surah, how Klal Yisrael goes to Melchama. And they made, and the play was that a whole bunch of people are waiting to go to Melchama, and then someone gets up, the Kohen Mashiach says, Mi ha'isha yori v'racha leivov, Mi ha'isha asher bona bayis, Mi ha'isha asher eres isha, Mi ha'isha asher yori me'avei rishab yodah. And then, the only two people left was the Shabbos Aryeh and the Vilna Goyim. And they have galach from them. But Reb Chaim Vilna says, "Mamash of nishpashtan and azoy taka kuktois the mulchama," and that's how you win the war. That's taka you win the war. With the going, with the shagas ari. Azoy from the tzeicha mulchama. So he spelled suvay the mechamushim all the bnei Yisrael is to the atzmos Yosef. There's a Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach. Rashi says, why are there shmoyne chutim and tzitzis? Keneged shmoyne yomim that was from Yitzias Mitzrayim until they said Shir al Hayom. As I think Rashi in Parsha Shlach and the Parsha Tzitzis. Shmoyne chutim keneged shmoyne yomim. And the person will ask, it's not shmoyne yomim. Kriyas Yamsek was on Shvi Shal Pesach. What's shmoyne yomim? Pesach read enough then. I heard once there's a pshat that the Emes, it's a machlokes Mishnayim, whether you have tchelas also. Rashi in the Parsha Shlach first says that there's tchelas. And then the Gerus is supposed to be the Shiva Chutei Lavan, is connected the Shiva Yavin from Yitzias Yisrael to Kriyas Yam. So, but that's telling the Machlokes Rishayim if the Tchelis is 1 out of 8 or 2 out of 8. If it's an entire Chut of the 4. Well, it's a Shaila, what you have to know what Shiva Rashi is. If this would be the Shaila Rashi, Shiva Chutei Lavan Shem Tzitzis. Another cheshbon is that maybe it already starts from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the Yidden already shechted the Karban Pesach. Maybe that was already the beginnings of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's another pshat that Afloa talks about this, like Avila Vinyonim, that the Goyim have a different schedule when day and night is, when a new day starts. Avada, by Klal Yisrael, the Mitzias is that you enter a new day at the beginning of the night. When it comes Shkia, Tzeisach Yichavim, then it starts a new day. By the Mitzrayim, it's the day and then the night. By Bazoi, when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim originally, they were still on the cheshbon of the Mitzvah calendar. And then it switched over. By Bazoi, we get another day. That makes the cheshbon of 8 days. After that, keep shouting the rush. By Yivaku Amayim, Chris Yamsuf. There's a medrash, a famous medrash, Hayom Rav Hayomis, it says, in Halal, Hayom Rav Hayomis, Ma Ra Hayom. There's a lot of different medrashim on this. Ma Ra Hayom, there's a medrash, Ra Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel. The Asach, when the first we talk about this, what does it mean, Ma Ra Hayom? Ra Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel. So there's a pshat from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, that Be'emes, the Sorei Shel Yom, didn't want to be split. The Yam, because he says, Halol oiv de avoy de zara, halol oiv de avoy de zara. Maishna, the Mitzriyim are oiv de avoy de zara, the Yidden are oiv de avoy de zara. What's the difference? And the Medrash says that the Eivish, they answered that the Yidden are going to do tshuva. And they're being saved, they'll shame the Osset that they're going to do tshuva. Zok the Sari Shal Yam, ver zok that they can do tshuva. By a Yidden, it's not tshuva. Ver zok by a Ben Noyach is not tshuva. So there's a Raya, because Yishmol did tshuva. It says before that Yishmol did tshuva. Verzot, that Yishmol's tshuva was miskabel. The Teretz is a brisa of Yishmol. If Yishmol's tshuva wasn't miskabel, that means he's a Rosha, we wouldn't have a Tana named Yishmol. If there's a Tana of Yishmol, brisa of Yishmol, is a right that Yishmol's tshuva was a tshuva. By Bazoi, that's the pshat. Ma ro hayam, brisa of Yishmol, he accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Taina, as I said, that the Yidden, even though the Taka, lo lo evdei v'dezara, but they're going to do tshuva. There's another pshat, similar idea, that Raisa de Rabbi Shmuel, what does it mean Rabbi Shmuel? Fight at the same time the Yamsa, the Sarashi Yamsa, they're right there by the Zara, they don't deserve to be saved. So the Eivishter said back, no, they were an oinus. Fret the Sarashi Yamsa, it's Yarev Al-Yavar, but the Zara is Yarev Al-Yavar. The Teretz is, Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin holds that there's no Yarev Al-Yavar by Avodah Zarah. So like Rabbi Shmuel, they have a Teretz. Another pshat I saw, what's made this Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel? The Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel of Adi is the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar and Adreshes Ben. The Yud Gimel Midas, one of the Midas is Kal V'Chaymer. And the Emes, there's another Medrash that says, it's a pshat in the Pasuk. Hayom Rov Hayomais, Hayardim Yisev L'Ocher. The Yam saw that the Yardim split. And it made a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, the Yardim split, certainly I should split. So the Yam was Nosa Kal V'Chaymer Le'atzman. Where's the Musik of a Kal V'Chaymer? Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, if they got the Musik of Kal V'Chaymer. Ma ro hayom brayse de Rabbi Shmuel that is a musik of Kal V'Chaymer, one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Ben, and the Yam darsh of the Kal V'Chaymer from the Yardim. If you do it at the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Ben, it's meishach shaychi to the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. And kenza that alone could be the pshat that the Yam saw the brayse de Rabbi Shmuel, he saw the Yud Gimel Midas, he also saw the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim to be merachem on Klal Yisrael in spite of the fact that they were every day by Zara. In the Parashas Drachim, he also talks about this medrash, but he says a different pshat. The medrash is saying, the Yam, the Yisrael Yam is saying, Halo loev de avoy de zor, halo loev de avoy de zor. So the Eivishter said, but they were oinus, and but the lashon of the medrash, the Parashas Drachim brings is, the Eivishter tells the Yam, the Yisrael Yam, Shoyta, klumat adan, shoygin kemezit v'oinus kerotzen, what are you comparing shoygin kemezit and oinus and rotzen? So she tells the Parashas Drachim, what's this whole richas, shoygin kemezit, oinus rotzen? Zokter amoyer de gestik. The Parashas Drachim, ki yedua, ba'arichas, we mentioned it many times, has a chakira if the ovois And the Yotzei Mitzrayim have a din before Matan Torah of a Yid or of a din of a Ben Noach. It's Negeya, Kama Vakam and Yonim. I mentioned some of them. He has a Yam of Pratim over there that he stells back to Machloikis. If the Yidden have a din of a Ben Noach before Matan Torah or not, or a din of Yisrael. Now it says that the Yam didn't want to save them because they're right Yavoy Dazar. A Yid, a Yisrael is Machoyev Yarva Yavra by Vaydazar. A Ben Noach is not. But on the other hand, the Shoigig, a Ben Noach is Chayiv even on Shoigig. A Yisrael is Pater on Shoigig. And the emphasis of Torah of Shoigig or Oinus. The Nisari Shal Yam wanted to say, like this is out of the precious Drachim, that the Yidden have a din now of both. Lechumra of a Ben Noach and of Yisrael. And the Bazar is saying, I don't want to save them, they're right there with Bazar. Either a Shoigig, or a Ben Noach is Chayiv on Shoigig. Either an Oinus, but maybe they're Yisrael, Yisrael is Chayiv on Oinus. After the Abish in the back, Shoigig. A Shoigig is someone that wants to do both Chumras. Pick a Maslow, pick a Mahalk. Shoigig. Klumat Adon Shoigig Kimazin, the Oinus corruption. Make up your mind. Either they're a din of a Ben Noach, but then they have a Ptor Chizim Oinus, or they're a din of a Yisrael, and they have a Ptor Shoigig. But you want a Tanz of Beda Chasnes. Shoigig Kimazin, the Oinus corruption. That's like before, the precious Rach. When he's buying Oinus, this Indian, whether they have a din of Yisrael or Ben Noach. That was the Shakla Batariya, with the Sori Shal Yam. Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Hahu, Es Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim. Shteit on their hair, that Kriyas Yamsef is the Siyum of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Hahu, Es Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim. Lechari Yitzias Mitzrayim, we mentioned, was 7 days earlier, 7, 8 days earlier. What's the Hadgosh over here? Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Hahu. So there's a pshat, an Eved Sheborach, there's a Sigin Kedushin, an Eved Sheborach, when you catch him, he has to be Mashlim. But Misas Ha'odoi is a Ptur. If the Odin dies, even after the Bricha Pashtas, Misas Ha'odin is Mafkia, the Shibur of Abbas. So Avadu was the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it was together of Barach. If Pari is going to come back and try to catch them, it's still going to be Tzorach Lahashlim Hazman. There's a whole Shaila. What if you already did half Hazman? If you already did 3 years, here they did a little bit more than half. They did 210 out of 400. Now imagine the Cheshbon. However, as Barach, they would still be Mechoyim. However, by Mises, by Kriyas Yamsef, that they died, when the Tzviim died on the Yam, that's by Yoish Hashem, by Yemahu, Mises Ha'odoyim, is Taka, the Gemar of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no time now that an Evesh Barach, Chayim Lahashim. And that's why it says, by Yoish Hashem, by Yemahu, because by Yari Yisrael is Mitzrayim, Mace, Al Sras Hayom. Chassan, to Targum Yoyisim over here, by Mace, he says, they saw the Yidden, saw the Mitzrayim, Mace, Veloy Mace. So the Mepharash says over there, that they were still Goyses. When he found them on the Yam, when the Yam was pregnant with them, they were still Goyses, and then they died. So what's the Pshat? My eye, it has to be they were Goyses. So I saw Pshat. It's the game of Sugis, you know, just now in Baba Kama. There's a din, there's a Shaila, a mace is Osir Bano. And a mace who within the Tachrichim of the mace is Osir Bano. There is a Machlekes Mishayim, if a Yid, only a Yid is Osir Bano, also a Goy. Machlekes Mishayim. Taisim Baba Kama is before that a Goy. It's not Osir Bano. Tosfos has a kasha. What do you need olive oil Adam? Anyways, it's Osir Bano. So he said, it's the guy by a goy. But it's Machlekes Mishayim. A kuponim, if you say a goy is also Osir Bano, so when the Mitzrayim are dead over here, where was the Bizas Hayam? The Medrash says that Paroi, when he wanted the Mitzrayim to go chase after the Yidden, he gave them a lot of Zav and Kesef to convince them to go. Why do you think they wanted to go? This labor Paroi wanted to go. He wants to get back the whole system over here. But why do you think, after all the makas, he's going to convince the Mitzrayim to go? So under a say, because they lost the cleaning up, the wives were telling them, bring back the Yidden. This is Avshat Oichet. But the Medrash says that the Pshat is that Pari gave them all the Zav and Kesef, and that was the Biza. They were wearing it. They were wearing the Zav and the smallest. If they're already dead on the Yam, based on the Chrichim, it's Asa Banos, they pass them Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Memtes. It's Mahoy, it's Mishoy. We pass it, it's Asa. So that's why Bedikduk it says that it was still Goyses. Bedoimel is there, it's Pshasant, Mithas Dukhira, the Baba Kama. That Toysis, the Mishlo Melech, and Hilchas Avelis. He's also Han, the Shaila, for Mace, he's also Bano, only if it's a Yid, even a Goy. He brings a Raya, it says, Dovra Melech was Makadish Michal Bas Shol, with Meya Arlois Pelishtim. Shol HaMelech said, whoever's going to bring Meya Arlois Pelishtim. So the Gemara already asks, what's the Kedusha? What are you going to do with 100 Arlois of Pelishtim? What are you going to do with the Arlois? So the Gemara says, Shari Lakal of Ashurna, it's for Duab food. Yeah, but it's a Suri Hanoh. So he wants to bring a raya that a goy is not Rosh Hashanah. He's doich, no. Maybe David Melech cut off the arlis before they died. They were goises. Because it says the first in the pasuk David killed him. But Yaakov David, Aaron says he killed him. He says, no, it was a goises. It's the Zelda Kheshma Dor. That's what the Targum Yonism says, that it has to be that they were not they were not dead yet. There's a din of mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every single day of the year, a person has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We yoytze this mitzvah with Parshas Tzitzis, and with the Hemshech, when we say V'yatzen, and Ezras, we say the Brachas, and we mention the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zok the Mogen Avrom in Simon Samach Zayin. Who I did, you don't have to dach to say those psukim, that's what Kaiso does, as I state in the Siddur. Aber Lemaisa, to be yoytze the mitzvah's essay, the Raisa, of mitzvah's Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you mention a halacha that discusses Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's also enough. There was a certain Tana, the Gemara says in Barachas, that every single day in Shir, because the Shir would start earlier, and he wouldn't have time, it would be after Zman Krishma when he ended. So he would, every day in Shir, Murray the Gazak, no matter what Sukkot they were doing, from Barachas to Uktzin, he would have, it was, Arayin of the Shir is given Episvegan Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Every single, that's in Gemara, in Barachas, not even. And yet the talk is Arayin, Abisvegan Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Because mentioning something about Yitzhias Mitzrayim is already a key of the mitzvah. Halacha begging Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Saying over this Magen Avram that you're allowed to be yoytze with a halacha of Islam is also Mekayim the mitzvah. Continues the Magen Avram, the Kolshkein if you say as Yashir. You say as Yashir, you yoytze the mitzvah of mitzvah Sipur Yitzhias, of mitzvah Zechir Yitzhias Mitzrayim. As I zogt, the Magen Avram. Rabbi Kiveger in the Hagoyz of Shulchan Aruch, and also the Chesam Soifer in the Hagoyz of Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting that Rabbi Kiveger in the Hagoyz quotes the Chesam Soifer, right? It was his son-in-law. And he quotes the Chesam Soifer. Rabbi Kiveger Shulchan Aruch didn't have a goyis Chesam Soifer. Rabbi Kiveger in his billion of Shulchan Aruch quotes his son-in-law the Chesam Soifer, and the Chesam Soifer we have it now in our Shulchan Aruch. Sorry, Rabbi Kiveger, Hashem, the Chesam Soifer, the Chesam Soifer alone. They tell you that you're not yoytze with as Yashir. Because as Yashir doesn't mention Yoyim Tseis from Eretz Mitzrayim. It mentions Kriyas Yamsuf, but it doesn't mention Yoyim Tseis from Eretz Mitzrayim. Another time Rabbi Kiveger says he brings a real idea from a medrash that one must mention Makis Bechoyrus. As a chelik, an integral part of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to mention Makis Bechoyrus. So he brings in a raya, and he says that as Yoshe, we don't mention Makis Bechoyrus. So we have a machloikis, Morgan Avram, and Chasam Soifer. And Rabbi Kiveger, if you yoytze by saying as Yoshe. But what's the machloikis? Whether it's considered yoyim tseis from Eretz Mitzrayim. We were medayik before that the pasuk says, vayoyish Hashem bayoyim hahu, that Kriyas Yamsuf is the shvitz of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We even were moistif, the pshat is, because until then it was Eved Sheborach. Only when the Mitzrayim died, then it applies Misa Sa'adai. Over here you have a machlekes doctor, Rabbi Kiveger and the Magen Avraham. If Az Yashir is considered that you said Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all I wanted to say, the Derech Pilpul, is machlekes Rabbi Kiveger and Magen Avraham, maybe is already a free adik of machlekes. You know, we mentioned the Parashas Drachim, Keseder says, that there's a machlekes if you didn't have a din of a benoich or Yisroel. When he boils out the sugi, first he makes it a machlekes achroinim. Then he boils out vital, it's Rishonim where he talk about it. Then he makes it a machlekes tanoim. And he finally makes it a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. That's Barich, is the whole shtickle over there. As I sort, derech alim. So declared, that this machlekes morgan avram rikveger oichet, the same freer. It says, we mentioned this last week, we said a different shot. The Eretz that wants to give them Bezos Mitzrayim, why? Shelo yoymar oisai tzadik! Avraham Avinu is going to complain, Ba'avodim ve'inu oisai mikiyam tebem! Ba'achrechen yetzer b'chosh gogim, oi kiyam tebem! That's why the Eretz that gave them Bezos Mitzrayim. Trektzach Tekasha, the reason the Eretz that has to give Bezos Mitzrayim is because of Avraham Avinu. He was mafiach to give them Bezos Mitzrayim, he has to give Bezos Mitzrayim. So Kenzan the Chatzah said, bets on the Eretz that doesn't have to give them Bezos Mitzrayim, because he's going to give them Bezos in the Yam. And the Eretz that holds, giving Bezos in the Yam is enough. But he said, the Eretz says, I have to give them Bezos in Mitzrayim also. Because Avraham Avinu is going to taina, Avraham Avinu is going to taina, not like the Mokra. Avraham Avinu is going to taina that Yitzias Mitzrayim means taka only the Yitzir. And Vavon Avinu is a kiyamta, and Vachlik and Yeitzu, Berchush Godel, a kiyamta. That doesn't help 7 days later. The Eretz holds that, like the Mokra Avraham, yeah, that the pshat is that by Kriyas Yamsuf, it's also still a kiyam of that Havtocha. Aber Avram that come in the tainas like the other tzad. They're fired up for every gap in business area. Das efshe can tainas the vikul. Sus v'roich by Rama Vayom, Shira. There's a Rav Chasko Sarna, Chevron Roshiva, said, what's the pshat? Rashi brings the medrash that the sus and the mitzri were still attached. After they were going up and down, the sus and the mitzri were still attached. He says, because even in those last few minutes, if the mitzri would have fallen off his sus, well, there's anger at, the problem is all because I fell off my horse. If I would have had my horse, everything would be good. If I would have the sus, everything would be in order. The problem is I fell off the sus. The Eber's device, the name, mit the sus, mit the alzmas, alzmas, the can I read. Sus v'roich by Rama Vayom. Uveruach apecho ner mumayim. The Targum says, what does it mean, ner mumayim? Chakim mumayim. There was a chochma in the mayim. What was the chochma in the mayim? Sounds clear. He's talking to Parzachim. What's the chochma? First of all, the mayim has a chochma that it's machin between the Mitzri and the Yisrael. The Yoyser, we know that there were three madregis in the Mitzri. Tzalu ka'iferes, yidmu ka'ovon, yechleimu ka'kash. Rashi says it depends what darga of rishos the Mitzri was, how much he suffered. And I would suggest, Verzok, it's only three madregis. The pasuk is madrish those three. There was not a three, a chaluk of three kvutzes, kash, aiferes, and evan. Those are three degmois of various madregis. Kenz on yedder mitzvah, viful, he was up and down and up and down until he died. Kol echad ve'evad of the three madregis. A gevaldik a chochma in the mayim. That the mayim, amish yedder eino, it was a mishpat yochid al kol echad ve'evad. Whether he's a kash or vasfar madreg of kash, vasfar madreg of evan. That's a gevaldik a chochma in the mayim. Es kann dann euch der Chochm in der Meinung, die alle Pshatam, was man gesagt früher, wegen Rob, Reise, der Rabbi Shmuel. Die alle Sachen, was der Meinung hat gesehen, alles wird gesagt früher, das ist euch ein Chakim und Meinung. So they came to Mora, after what you have, they come to Mora. In Mora they were giving Shabbos, Kibbut Av, and Dinim. That's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. But Rashi brings Shabbos, Pora Aduma, and Dinim. It's a pshat that it was Fagrais. It said, Chof Aleph, Kibbut Av. And someone switched it to Pei Aleph, it became Pora Aduma. I'm missing. Vos Epis Pora Aduma should be given Dafka now, vos is the Indian from Pora Aduma. Magolis Hayam and Sanhedrin, he brings a pshat that for Parah Aduma you need Mayim Chaim. And they didn't have that in the Midbar. Where did they have it? They had it over here in Mora. It was a Mayim. Where it was Mor. And Mayim Merurim is puzzled for Mechatas. But after it was Nimtak the Mayim, now they had an opportunity to make Kiddush Mayim of Parah Aduma. Therefore, it's not some more. Parshas Hamon. Sach so ist da. There's a ganze Shaila in the Achroinim. There's a Makarfit already. There's a Diak and a Ritva in Kedushin Dach Lamed Zayin. If Mon, you would be able to be Yoytza the Mitzvah of Matzah with Mon. And Lachari, you can approach the Shaila from various aspects. Matzah has to be from the Chameshas Minei Dogon. Was the mon in fact Be'emes Chameshas Minei Dogon? That's what it was made out of. Matzah has to be from Gidulai Min Ha'aretz. It has to be something that grows from the ground. Mon came from Shemayim, right? This whole Shailuf, the Bracha on mon was Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz or Hamoirid Lechem Min Ha'Shemayim. What's far a Bracha is given? Oh, but there's a Sifurna. The Sifurna says that the mon was Gidulai Ha'aretz because he says, what was the Isra on Shabbos to take them on? So the Sforna, Avad, it was Chil Shabbos, Beli Sofik, because if they were malakin it from the Mokim Gidulai, and he calls it on Shabbos, Man, the Tolish Kishusa, Mihizmi, Mihigi, taking mushrooms. The Sforna says, when they malakin them on, it was attached to the ground. He says, Pasha, Avad, it's Chil Shabbos, Als Tolish. So it's actually Gidulim in arts. Matzah has to be made out of Chameshis Minidogin in an oifen that is something that's roi to become Chametz. Right, the whole point of matzah is that you washed it and made sure it didn't become chametz. But it has to be something that's roi to be chametz. Oiris is not good for matzah, because oiris is not something that's able to be chametz. the mud was able to be chametz. There's a whole shaila from the Chidah. You know, it says that the mud was able to taste like anything you wanted. Was the mud able to taste like chametz? Was it able to taste like macholas asuris? Was it able to taste like chazer? On the side that it wasn't able to taste like macholas asuris, but the mud still was able to taste like chametz. Not on Pesach, but before Pesach. Is that enough for the Tanai? That mud has to be a davar royally as chametz. The fact that unless the vachach can have it is in there, it should be chametz. Matzah, the Gemara says, has to be royal shiva. The mon wasn't royal shiva. The mon was only for that day. It's not nice to get on the gedorim of royal shiva. We know that the mon, the Medrash says, was able to taste like whatever you wanted. And what if you didn't think? What did it taste like? Is l'chayre, it says that the mon was kitzapichas bedvash, ken shvachten, that when you didn't think of anything specific, it tasted like tzapichas bedvash. Mizoktibra, a member from the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim said, as mitrachnish, hotas nish ketam, then you saw it. Someone doesn't think about what he's doing, doesn't have any time. Is as mitnish ketracht, vegan epis, is bechlal hotas ketam. And so he's talking about from the Chafetz Chaim. So I had a shayla, so then when is it tzapichas bedvash? When you had it, moit tzapichas bedvash, anything you can think of. The challenge, you don't want to taste like tzapichas bedvash. When you had it moit, you wanted to taste like mon. What does mon taste like? Like tzapichas bedvash. As getracht, that should taste like mon. As nish getracht, not as nish getam. As getracht, it should taste like mon, then it tastes like tzapichas bedvash. Now the emphasis is, the oilam thinks, maybe it's the pshad, the chvesh, that the mon could taste like anything, like lasagna, steak, chais, ala macholos. Nish macholos asuras, that's the suffix from the Chidah, of ala macholos. In the Medrash, the Mashmah is a little different. The Medrash says that there's a stira. On one hand it says, mam tira lechem lechem min ha-shamayim. On the other hand it says, kitapichas bedvash. And then there's a third pasuk that it says, v'taymoy ketam l'shad ha-shemen. So the Medrash is stira, states shemen, un dvash, un lechem. So the Medrash is there, it's because the mon can taste like anything. For Bachram it was lechem, for Zekeinim it was dvash, and for Tinoikis it was shemen. It says, they have these Musagim, all the sort of macholas. The Musagim of the Dharmi, or the lechem, or the shemen, or the dvash, all the sort of zachim. There's the poison flavors from the... And the manager is saying, that's the story that the mon tastes like anything. But Mizetoch, it could be lechem, it could be dvash, it could be shemen, azoy fil zachim. The Gra says, the Pasuk says that the time I get to Pichas Bedvash, the Gra brings the Gemara Brachas Af Nun Zayin, it says there are five things that are Echad Mishishim. And one of them is, Dvash is Echad Mishishim of the Mon. So he says, that's the Pshat, the time I. We know in Batal, in Tam, there's a cloud of Batal Mishishim. 160th is still the Tam of something, up to 160th. So the Tam of Mon, the 160th of this mon is kitzapichas bedvash. Dvash is not dvash. Dvash is 160th of mon. V'tamoy, the tam of the mon, is kitzapichas bedvash. The Yidden were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu mo, ki salinu aleinu. So the Gemara says in Chulin that pay test. Godol Mashenemer b'Moishe v'Aaron Yosef Mashenemer b'Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu said, "Anochi offer ve'efer." Moishe v'Aaron said even more, "V'nachnu mo." Pashup Shach offer ve'efer is part. It's epis. It's offer ve'efer. Moishe Rabbeinu was even a bigger matriarch of v'nachnu mo. The Gemara continues. David HaMelech said, "Anochi toilas v'loyish." And that's the pshat. What it means: Ish Moishe onov ma'oid. Ma'oid is Moishe. Avraham and David. Moshe is Ma'oid, one of Ma'oid. More than. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said Nachnu Mo. So what's the pshat? Offer of Eifer is more than. Offer of Eifer is Offer of Eifer, but it's better than Nachnu Mo. So Meir Shapiro brings a pshat from a Maisa. That happened to Avienis and Ivershitz. Avienis and Ivershitz once came to a town, Erev Yom Kippur Punkt, he had to be somewhere. He wasn't so free that he was there. Clearly, the Dorf on the Shtetl was a. But he saw Erev Yom Kippur, there was someone down with Mamish, with Bechias, with Kavonis, Gedoilis, אלוהיקאי, עד שלא ניצרתי, אין לי כדאי, ואחרי שניצרתי, כאילו לא ניצרתי. אופר, אני בחיי, כמה חיים בניסוסים, מה המשך בין הגורל ושמדניש? אופר, אני בחיי. אני מספול תאפק עם this person's davening. פן זיין קולית רי, פן זיין מיירי, פן זיין שחרס, זה צריך כדאות, תביא סתיו זווי. הם תקריאס התוירה, and this צדקו, got רבי. And he started screaming at the gabbai. ין אז כי גם שלישי, סמודי יד, דקה שלישי, ממש שריים, צעוק, אז קוילס, אין אז מהחושב, אם אין, סקום פני שלישי, אמא מילה, סקום מי רבי, גאים לשתון, אבל אין שלישי, אין שלישי, מי רבי. So the other side is not over there, but he said, I'm not going to do it. I got the science of the offer, the effer, the goal, and the goal. So he said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it with the Lord. And the Lord is going to say, offer and effer. But, compared to him, not going to do it. I understand. So after the man, he said, Avraham Avinu said, offer and effer, klapei, the Lord is going to do it. Over Moshe Rabbeinu here is that the rest of the Yidden are complaining to him. And that's what's called Ish Moshe Onav Mikol Ha'odom. Moshe Rabbeinu was Onav this Klapi Rabbi Rabbeinu. Klapi Lan Ramech, Klapi the Mislayer Nimdom. That's the measure. It's not that Mo, Nachmu Mo is more than Ofer. Is less, more than Ofer. It depends Klapi who. Nishnor Klapi the Bashefer Alein, Klapi Lan Ramech. Thus is the Godel Moshe Nemar by Moshe Rabbeinu Yossi Moshe Nemar. The Avraham Avinu. Stop. Parsha from Amalek, though. Amalek is gematria 240. Sofek is also gematria 240. Amalek is a Sofek. Amalek makes Sveikas. V'rom levavcha v'shachach des Hashem. Rom is also 240. Gaiva. That's also Amalek. Amalek is Sofek, is Rom. And that's why the Amalek it says va'ochin sar mar hamavis, mar hamavis. In Bnei Yisrael state that is 8 days of Chanukah and 2 days of Purim. That's 10 days altogether, 24 hours. That's 240. That's in the Golus, the Koyach Neged Amalek is those 240. But that's the pshat. Amalek is Sufik. Zayzokta. Revolba and Ali Shor teaches up the Nakud of Amalek, and Amalek is, it says over here in the Pasuk, Al Nasoisim es Hashem Leimar, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu im Oyim, Sofik. And it means a Tifa Sofik in Amunah. Yesh Oyim, it means on a high Madrega, it means on a Darg in Amunah, but it was a Kibigia, it was a Shiloh portion of Yesh Oyim. And that's what the Nochash Hakad Moini is Amalek. The Nochash, what does it say over there? Hanochash Hishiani Ba'oicha. Yishiani is those letters, Yesh and Ayin. That's the Shoyrish of the Zach, of Amalek. He's Ma'arer, the Amunah, and Armat Sveikis. Medaf Machan Amulchoma, Negan Amalek. Amulchoma and Amalek, Avad is no Ayin Doichet. Medaf is in Verzan Amaleki, Obers is no Amalek, in Yadir Einer, in Zich, Dachman Oisweissen, the Amalek, Zomotach is Oichet.